Upon your throne in majesty, your name is holy, awesome God, mighty in power. Who can compare with you? Holy is your name, reverend. We bless and worship you, Father, Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, God of all comfort, Father of all glory. We bless you, Father. We worship you, Lord Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, the Ancient of Days, the bright and morning star, the firstborn from the dead, whose name is holy. We worship you, Lord Jesus, ever living to make intercession for your saints. Thank you, O Most High, Governor of the nations. We worship you. We bless you, Holy Spirit, resident member of the Godhead here on earth, inner strengthener, friend that sticks closer than a brother, God that is more than enough, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. As we go into your word, Father, we bless you, we worship you. As we end this worship, we say to you, be all the praise, glory, worship, and adoration forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, as we thank you, as you enter your word, the entrance of your word, let it give light, let it give understanding to us. Let your word have a free course in our lives. Let your word be glorified. Come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of our fathers, under the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, and under you, the Almighty God. Grant us the grace to minister your word with power, with accuracy, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Let the word of God have a free course. Let the word of God be glorified. Father, let the clear channel be created and maintained in the heavens, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow, to cause understanding in our hearts, Father, to break yokes, to heal bodies, to meet needs, to transform us, to bring glory to the name of Jesus. Blessings to the sons of men. We bless you, Father, because you do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that is at work within us. Lord, we are not ignorant of the device of the enemy. Against the effectual delivery and receiving of the word, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. In the name of Jesus, under the covering of our fathers, we cast you out. Destroy your works for this time, bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God and the seven spirits of God to go fulfill the air, force and execute God's perfect will concerning our prayers in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. Do more than what we ask, more than what we think. Quench your power that's at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Forever, Lord, come, we love you. Forever, we love you. Forever, Lord, we love you. Forever, we love you. Forever, we love you. Forever, we love you. Forever, Lord.
In Jesus' name we worship. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. A super hand clap. Praise the Lord. Can we be seated? You're welcome to Zion City Fellowship, Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastor by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Thank you for acknowledging our parents. We acknowledge them for their sacrifice and for their love, and we thank God for the covering that they are over us. Lord, continue to strengthen their hands and bless the work of their ministry in Jesus' name. Okay. Because of rationing of light, we do not have too much time, and so we just go straight into the word. And today we are having a short exhortation titled The Way of Love. It's titled what? The Way of Love. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 113, verse 37. Let me give an intro about the world we live in. It's a challenging world. And everybody is finding out in their sphere of endeavor that you need power to survive and to excel. Now, it may come out in different forms and shades. But the reality at the end of the day is that the human physique and the human intellect and the human ability people seem to recognize is not enough. It's not enough. So either actively or passively, you see an atheist. He says an atheist. But he checks horoscope. Does astrology. Does meditation. Does yoga. But says he doesn't believe in God. Doesn't believe in that there's nothing. No, he's in the spirit realm. He's in the spirit realm. And that's what people in all endeavors, all climes, all over the world, it's not limited to us. They are realizing it takes more than the intellect to excel. When the rubber meets the road, everybody calls on what he knows. There's pressure. There's pressure in society. There's pressure on lives. When it comes to promotion, comes to, different spheres of life, people just, Sarah, you know to pray, or you know to do something else. But in the reality, at the end of the day, everybody is seeking for something beyond themselves. Praise the Lord. And like I said, actively or passively, seeking for something beyond yourself to survive, to overcome the challenges that we face in this current world. In our own backyard, or where we are, it's elections time. And we know when the election comes, people don't want to lean on taking the microphone and talking to people. I promise to do this, this, and this if you vote for me. What do people also feel? They feel that is not enough. Why is it that as elections come, people get missing? Rituals increase. Coming home to make money, people now believe, read your book, get a job, work hard, earn your salary. It's not enough. So what are people doing? You know, I told you before here, we used to call it Yahoo Yada. They outsmart people and everything. Outsmart. You think someone has $10 million in his account? You think he got it by not being smart? Then you say you are smart him. But when they are telling you about Yahoo Yahoo, they will never tell you your mother needs to be sacrificed. They won't start with that. It's spiritual at the end. To work hard and it's not enough. Election, I'm just picking physical things. People are now knowing that just the physical combo, it's not enough. Everybody is seeking for a spiritual component. What's the title of our message? Good. Good. Psalm 113 verse 37. So, as Christians, we know to pray. We know Christianity is spiritual. Amen. So, we know that. So, we already... Psalm 119 verse 37. So we're already knowing that You have to be spiritual. You got to pray. You got to lean on the word. You got to confess the word. You need to be spiritual. Praise the Lord. I don't know what everybody depends on. I don't depend on myself. Praise the Lord. I don't depend on myself. I bind the devil. I lose the angels of God. Praise the Lord. I confess the word. There's opposition everywhere. Amen. Academic world, research, there's opposition everywhere. Confess the word. Amen. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken down me in thy way. We'll come back to the scripture, but I want it to be in our minds. Praise the Lord. There are two things here. There is vanity, and is that vanity is in our front. It's staring at us. You know what vanity is? Real things, but it's going nowhere. Very real, but it's going nowhere. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity. It's staring at us in the face. But quicken down me in thy way. Beholding vanity on this side, thy way on this side. Praise the Lord. Like I said, keep this scripture in your mind. Amen. It's one of the life scriptures that we quote. Turn away. It's a prayer to God. Because if the vanity is beholding, give life to me in your way. 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Start from the first verse. We are going to read almost everything, so we are going to be fast. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you are Gentiles, carried away by these dumb idols, even as you are led. Those dumb idols are actually called vanities. Praise the Lord. Paul here is contrasting Christians and Gentiles. That Gentiles used to be carried away with idols or their own spirituality. But it's now encouraging the Christians to be more serious with spiritual gifts. With what? Amen. So the way the idols used to exercise their lives before was by the Gentiles was through spirituality of idol worshiping. Evil spirituality. But now it's encouraging Christians not to be ignorant of righteous spirituality. Amen. I'm talking to them about spiritual gifts. About what? Spiritual gifts. Verse 3. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now I want to settle down now on spiritual gifts. On what? On spiritual gifts. Because with gifts, with spiritual gift, it's something that makes you rise above the ordinary. Rise above what? The ordinary. But verse 3 tells us that in reality, that spiritual gift is linked with the power of the Holy Ghost. It's linked with what? That's what you should just take. Unless you are going to be dry and weak in the house of God. If your gifting is not linked with the what? Power of the Holy Ghost. Like Pastor used to tell us one time, he said, there's something if you have it, you can lose it. You can do what? You can lose it. You need it attached to the power of the Holy Ghost. Love this next set of scriptures. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. That's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. See, your gifts, don't go. Your gifts were given to you, definitely. But the original source is God. So don't be that kind of person who just runs away, that independent spirit, and says, it's mine. What do we have that we did not receive? Why then boast as if you didn't receive it? Diversities of operation, same spirit. Differences in administration, same Lord. Diversity of operation, but it's the same God. Praise the Lord. And then, from verse 7 down, it tells us that God has given everybody different gifts. Giving everybody what? Different gifts. And we see giftings in the lives of people. Praise the Lord. It's a gift. Prophecy. It's a gift. Praise the Lord. Anointing in worship is a gift. I was talking to one young lady. Whether she is here or she's not here, the Lord knows it. But I told her, I said, you need to be very careful. I've watched you. Anytime you carry that mic, the anointing falls. It's not you. It's a gift. It's a gift. Samson was never careful about the gift God gave him. He lived his life. He always thought that thing was him. Mm-mm. It's not you. God gave you. Praise the Lord. Others can try it. They can't get that level. God just, he gave. Praise the Lord. He gave. I can't sing like she sings. Praise the Lord. I abide in the calling wherein me am called. Amen. But it's a gift. Amen. So, how does gifts work properly? Link it with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That you can use it to serve very well. Amen. By the grace of God, I can teach. I noticed that in my second, third year in university. It's a gift. I just need to look at the facts. Once I'm looking at it, the thing comes like a transcript in my heart. There was one day, early in the morning, it was going to be a Zion City day. Pastor Laulu calls after prayers and says, ah, prof, you will take, we just started Zion City, you will take the meeting today. Ah, Pastor Laulu. I said, okay, the Lord will help me. I just went to start praying. The message just started coming, like a transcript. You know, a computer transcript. That is God. It's God. It's God. Praise the Lord. I mean, take the mic. Sorry, we didn't give you notice ahead of time. Take that. I lead the worship. You have to have no idea. You know, that, because the gifting is not there. There's that one that is God. Amen. Both in the pulpit and in the classroom. It's God. And God gave it different people, different things to make us all different members of one body. Amen. Bible actually says somewhere that, you know, your eye. Let's look at different parts of the body. Your eye is very special, isn't it? Looks very fine. Praise the Lord. How important, if you rate them, how important is your eye compared to your navel? But navel cannot be exposed. Navel is covered. It's given protection. But it's so small and insignificant. That's how God has tapered everything into the body. So that each part has its own place and there is no schism. Praise the Lord. Everybody. Giftings is very important. That's how God keeps the church running. everybody. In short, that's how God keeps the whole earth running. By different gifts that he has given to men. But we're just now emphasizing the church. So know your gifts. It can be there small, God will show you. It will be growing little by little. It will have its day of appointment. It will just blow out. Praise the Lord. Not because it just came. It has always been there. Amen. So God has different parts that in the body. So we be many. Our one body in Christ. Praise the Lord. However, there are some gifts God has put first. He has done what? We are all footballers, but there is a captain. He comes out first. Amen. We just don't all come out at the same time. Then, he said, no, we are the same. All of us come out at the same time. All of us go and meet the referee at the same time. No. There is another. Verse 29. 1 Corinthians 12. 28, rather. 28. Verse 28. And God has set some. And God has set some. Yeah. In the church. First. First. Apostles. Praise the Lord. I just said something on the side. There is a scripture in Acts. It said they continued in prayers in forgotten the second one, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in the apostles' doctrine. Praise the Lord. Said one of the greatest problems of the 21st century church is that prayers is there to some extent, fellowship is there, breaking of bread is there, but there is no apostles' doctrine. But God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Praise the Lord. Thirdly, teachers. After that, thank God for Casey Price. Did you ever, you know Casey Price? He's dead now. He died just about 90 years old, just during the pandemic. After that, you can see miracles, gifts of healings, helps. Government, diverse kind of tongue. He now went to link it with scripture from Ephesians. Put it together. And in Ephesians 4, thank you. He says, by his interpretation, this is what he says. God has set on first apostles, secondly prophets, third teachers, after that, pastors and evangelists. That all what you see here are the offices of pastors and evangelists. All what you see here are the offices of that's it there. All what you see in miracles, help and co are the offices of pastors and evangelists. Let's go back there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Now let's go to 28. Quickly. Okay. So that will make us understand verse 29 that we always, many people misquote. Go to verse 29. Are all apostles? So you know, first apostles. So he gave some. Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Next verse, verse 30. Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? That's where we go. There is no everybody that's no. He's just saying, are all prophets, are all apostles, are all pastors and evangelists. That's what he's saying. He's not saying that all shouldn't speak. No. That's a misinterpretation. Because miracles, tongues, all those is offices of pastors and evangelists. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all pastors and evangelists. Okay. So I'm entering the third and the last part of the message. Let's continue. Do all, so are all evangelists and pastors, that's me. But covet earnestly the best gifts. Praise the Lord.
do not.
Because I need to always correct this word covet. Stay where God has put you. But try to be the best there. Praise the Lord. Try to do what? But covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet, we need to read this one. No? And yet, show I unto you a more excellent. The first scripture, Father, take my eyes away from beholding vanities and do what? Quicken me in your way. In your way. Amen. Now, be it apostle, be it prophet, be it teachers, be it miracle workers, worship leaders, music drummer, where is he? Piano keyboardist, be it anything, God wants to show you the more excellent way. So you must convert that one. This is my gift of teaching. How do I develop it? And I mean, I have to read the Bible, read other books, pray in tongues. That's how you keep that gifting going. When I have to teach students, I don't take my students for granted. I prepare. You think I have an exam? I prepare. I look at my notes and everything. I do diagrams. How will I explain it to these people and go? That's how you keep the gift alive. That's how you keep the gift alive. And then once a month, 1 hour in the spirit, praying for unction, for my teaching, for my research, and go for my work, and for all the students under me. You keep that gifting alive. God, it's what God has given you. Praise the Lord. I told my students some years ago, they were scandalized. In those days, a lecturer was being paid, senior lecturer was being paid like 80,000 a month. When you just joined GLOW then, was 400. You just joined. So I now told the students that, you see, life is about your placement. That I can't see myself now leave this lecturing job and go and join GLOW. The students say, "Oga Kileso." I said, "No." I said, "No, forget. This teaching, except they will give me people to teach in GLOW. If it's just to sit down and to be drawing out numbers of cards, that's not my life. That is not my life. I will go into depression. I'll be unhappy, but I'll have money." No, I told them. They were scandalized, but I told them, I can't. There will be no joy. I look forward to going to class because I know that's my life. Praise the Lord. But be it apostle, be it teacher, be it prophet, God says he's still going. Those are your gifts. He's still going to show you a more. Those giftings are not enough. There needs to be an excellent way. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1. Though I speak in tongues, Jakapatoka, Kayata Papa. So when you speak it, we hear men's own. Then we hear the one of angels. If I do all that, but I do not have love, I am a singing cymbal. Praise the Lord. He's telling you, thank God for your gift, but love is the excellent way. So if I invest in my teaching, but I don't invest in love, I am nothing. Praise the Lord. Next verse. Though I have the gift of prophecy. I want prophetic. I want bro. And I have all faith. Move on mountains. I don't have love. I am nothing. Praise the Lord. Do you know the meaning of nothing? That's what it means. Nothing. Nothing. Verse 3. Though I bestow all my goods, feed the poor, and my body is poor, I have no love, I am nothing. Praise the Lord. Covet the gifts, so don't always. It's important the gifts God has given, develop it. But there's something more excellent. Verse 4. Love suffereth long. Love is kind. Love is patient. Maybe you sing it. Your love is... Yeah. Love does not exercise itself. It's not puffed up. It's not proud. It's not boastful. Many times you now have the anointing, but you don't care about those other ones anymore. Now that you have the anointing, you are now boastful. You are now proud. You are now impatient. You got the gift, but you are out of the excellent way. Verse 5. Love does not behave himself unseemingly, like beating his wife. Isn't that behaving unseemingly? But he's a pastor. He's gifted. But he beats his wife. Love does not behave himself. You see, the church will start to... What they will not to see is an abnormality in church. Once we emphasize gifts and we are not on that excellent way, we'll be looking abnormal. Reason, the God we say we are serving, he is love. He is love. That's why he's putting us on that. That is his nature. He is love. So if we don't concentrate on that, we'll be God's people abnormally. Distorted children. They know the father. They don't even hear his voice. They know the mother. She will let go. But this one will remove his shirt in public. I say, we will fight it today. And they say, because those people who are talking, they know the parents. A man of God. But he slaps his wife. What caused that man of God? It was the gift. Slap the wife, no love development. Seeketh not our own, is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Praise the Lord. Be it apostle, be it prophet. This is the job God has given everybody. He dashed you a gift and gave you a job. Gift is a dash. You didn't work for it. You came with it. But you work for this one. Praise the Lord. You're going to work for this one. Next. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. Rejoiceth in the truth. Praise the Lord. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. Whether they be prophecies, they shall fail. They be tongues, they shall cease. They be anointing, they shall dry. Or knowledge, but love does not fail. Love does not fail. It's love that defines spiritual growth. Praise the Lord. Yes. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. Let's quickly finish 5 minutes. But when that which is perfect is come, that's love development. So, prophesy in part, every gifting that we do, it is still in part without love. It can only find its completeness in love. Perfect love casteth out fear. But that which is perfect, God, that which is in part, is done away with. That means it will no longer be in part. It will be in full. When I was a child, I speak as a child. So, love has to be worked for. And how do we walk in the realm of the Spirit? We walk by faith. Amen. We walk by faith. I have love, joy. You confess it. Peace, long-suffering, gentleness. You see yourself thinking evil about someone, you bind that thought. That's walking love. It's a love walk. Many times, people don't see it. The one we do, we see, is still small. The majority of that work is when people don't see it. You see that thought towards, you're wishing that person, that thing, this is not God. Bring that, I cast you out. It shall be well with that person. shall be well. It will not happen to that person. Say it. That's love work. I endure long. I'm patient. I'm kind. Instead of confess this thing every day. Love, joy. I have love. I have joy. I have peace. I have long suffering. I have gentleness. I have goodness. I have faithfulness. I have meekness. You confess it. That's the love work. And then you pray in the spirit. That's the work. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because a time will come, there will be the fullness. Gifts and fruit. Amen. Gift and love. It will be the fullness. That's what the world is waiting for. Amen. That's our God. Say, though the Lord be high and mighty, yet the Lord has respect for the lowly. Amen. That's the nature of God. That's the nature of God. We can't afford to get carried away with gifts. Gifts is important too. We must have gifts. Unless we can't function. But like I said, we came with gifts. We work for love. Got to labor for it. Pray in the spirit. Read the word of God. Amen. Confess. Confess the word. Confess about love. Amen. Confess it so that you now become it. Amen. And conform to the image of God. Praise the Lord. Pierre.
Thank you so much, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give God a clap offering. We thank God for his mercies. I'll just share a few scriptures and then we'll pray together. The emphasis of gifts, of love above gifts, and love being an excellent way. You know, the way the world paints things, many times we have to really renew our minds deliberately, you know, by force, because of the kind of things that we've heard and seen and the things that have bombarded our five physical senses. We hear it in the news, we see it on TV, we see it on the social media. So that itself is renewing our minds the wrong way. And that's why we have to deliberately use the word of God to renew our minds and believe what God says as it is, that it is the truth, you know, not what the world says. So there are just some scriptures I just want to quickly share with us because of time, emphasizing what Prof has said. Proverbs 16:32. It says, do you want to be a mighty warrior? It's better to be known as one who is patient and slow to anger. Do you want to conquer a city? Rule over your temper before you attempt to rule a city. Especially if you have political ambition. We don't pray that you get to the top if you cannot rule yourself. Let's read it in King James. You understand? See, as we're going into, and that's how we have to be intentional about what we want. First, about ourselves. You know, being conformed to the image of Christ and transformation, you know, personal, before, you know, you even want to transform a city or transform a nation. And it says, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. That does not sound normal. See, that's why I say you have to reprogram your mind. The way it is in the world and in the system is the direct opposite. And as I'm saying it now, you have to consciously reprogram your mind and say, true, it is true. Whether I like it or not, actually, it is true, because it is the word of God. And God is saying, he who is slow to anger, who has character of love, and is in that more excellent way, is better than the mighty gifts. Who gives might? God gives might. The spirit, there is a spirit of might. You know, Samson had might. But he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Someone like Joseph was slow to anger, and he was a prince. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Do you understand? So, a man's gift makes room for him. But it is not his gift that will keep him and sustain him. Do you understand what I'm saying? His character that sustains. His character that God respects. This is, did we not cast out devils in your name? Did we not prophesy in your name? I know you not. What God is looking for is intimacy and reproduction of his character in people. Do you understand? When you have character, you'll be able to sustain the power and the giftings and the every other thing that he embellishes you with. Do you understand? When he sees a tree without fruit, because it is fruit that he comes to eat, and he sees leaves alone, and gifts alone, which are representative of gifts, you know, like a Christmas tree, he can curse it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because what satisfies him is not the gifts. The gifts are calling out without repentance. Even Satan has gifts. Do you understand what I'm saying? Later they turned their rods to serpents. So if it's about gifts, those guys still have gifts too. Do you understand what I'm saying? God did not take it from them. But there is a greater one that is inside you. And the reason why we are greater is because of the character. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's one major verse I want to share with us. Of course, Prof mentioned 1 Corinthians 12:11 and verse 31. 1 Corinthians 12:11, it's important that you also know that those spiritual gifts, they are as the spirit wills. Do you understand? And 1 Corinthians 12:31 says, I will show you a more excellent way. See, before the age of the internet, people used to communicate. But when the internet came, there is live streaming. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have the same communication methods, but now on, they call it the internet superhighway. That's what love is. Do you understand? Love transforms your gifting. Love takes your gifting to another level. Love makes your gifting on your gifts edify, comfort, add to people. Are we together? It will not cause you to criticize or condemn or be proud when you're in the midst of people. So there's something that love does, because God is love. God has gifts, but God is not proud. See Satan. Satan runs matters. They like the noise. You understand? And you see, if you look at even in the church, when a big man of God is coming, it's the gifting that seems to be making room for the man of God that is coming. But really, what God is looking for is a character. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a character. And that's how the Lord Jesus was. So, one other scripture I want to show us. Two other ones. 1 Corinthians 14:1-2. No. 1 Corinthians 14:1-2. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, and especially that you may prophesy. But the most important thing it says, the first thing it says is that pursue love. And of course, desire spiritual gifts. You know, desire, even Paul said it's desire. If you want to be a teacher, good. You understand? But we know that is a higher standard you're going to be judged with. You know, pursue love, desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. Yes, prophecy comforts, it edifies. You understand? But pursue love, and God will speak to you. Your normal words become prophecy. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's what you can imagine. Jesus never said, thus saith the Lord. But everything that he said was prophetic. Are we together? And so that's just to encourage us that if you, because God is love, I mean, you can't fight it, you know. And Luke 10:17-20. I'll just end with that. Luke 10:17-20. Now, I mean, if God himself and the Lord Jesus are saying this, it is not the sights and the sounds that we see and hear that should control or determine what we believe. Are you listening to me? The reason why we are taking this class is so that you can reprogram and reprioritize. Do you understand what I'm saying? Especially in these times, it is not the sights and the sounds that should determine what you believe and what you become. And because you see now, it's gifts now. When you're in the community, they are saying the gifts. It's the gifts on the TV that is making the man of God big, that is making the woman of God big, that is giving people place. No, God is in character. It might not be what is preached, but it is what the word of God says. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to get to that point where it's not the majority that carries the vote. It is the word of God that carries the vote. Do you understand what I'm saying? In fact, that's the root of this class, is because you can leave this place and God forbid, you might not be changed if you don't believe it. So the whole essence is that you believe these truths and you pull down those strongholds, because when you get back outside, those things that you will see and those things that will hear will be contrary. They will seek to contradict the word of God. But you must stand your ground that it is what the word says, that character is of more priority than gifting. Are we together? And that character will help your gifting to prosper, do you understand? To get better and to be used in love, to develop. The same weapons, the things that they used to build weapons of mass destruction, you can use those same things for research and innovation. It has just gotten in the wrong direction. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible says, I will beat the weapons of war into plowshares. So it is possible that all those atomic bombs, through love, innovation, the wisdom that love gives, all those atomic weapons, we are going to start using them to do something good on the planet. Electricity. Thank you, sir. Nuclear weapons, nuclear energy. The same nuclear energy that you can use to scatter a city and a nation, you can use it to generate and power a city and a nation. What is the difference? Character. The wisdom of love. Are we together? And the power of love. Now, the last verse I just want to show you is Jesus himself said it. Peradventure, you've been doubting me. Luke 10:17. And so we'll just quickly pray. Luke 10:17-20. Okay. Is there. And the 70 returned again with what? Joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Good. Beautiful. He has given gifts unto us. Cast out devils. Speak new tongues. You know, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But now, see what the Lord Jesus said in verse 20. The emphasis. Yeah. Notwithstanding. Let's read together. Notwithstanding. In this what? Rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. But what? Rather rejoice because what? Your names are written in heaven. They know you in heaven. They know you in heaven not by the number of devils you've cast out. Oh, they know you in heaven by your nature and your character. Omolon, yeah? You understand? They know you in heaven, you know, by your character. Okay, light is back. Let's give God the glory. Praise the Lord. Now, so they know you in heaven by your character. Your name is your character. You understand? In heaven, not just even in heaven where God sits, even amongst the devils, they know, you know, they see through. They know the hypocrites. They know the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You understand? They know the hypocrites. But, you know, by his mercy and grace, he says that this is what you should rejoice in, that your names are written in heaven. Are we together? Praise the Lord. Let's bow heads as we pray. As we go home, you know, you need to meditate on these things and make sure character. And these things are going to determine the leaders of, I don't want to start using the leaders of today. You know, you want to be a leader, but do you have character? Do you have values? We want new Nigeria. And the people that you've seen there, they don't have values. And you feel that, okay, like Prof was saying, you know, you think you can just go there too without values. Some people have made money without hard work and study, and you feel, well, then maybe hard work and study is useless. No. It just means that you don't have values. And so again, like I said, it's not what the world and the pressure of the world determines and dictates. It is what the Word of God says. And that's where you need supernatural strength and character. So you be a person of value, a person, you know, of character, a leader of today. Even if you don't, even have a political post, you don't get into politics, but you have invested and you're an example to the next generation. It can be in your house, it can be in your family, it can be in your community. Your voice might not be heard in the streets, but in the place of intercession in the heavens, they know you. And when you roar out of Zion, you're causing shakings all around you and causing transformation and influence. And making the right things come up and move around. I just want you to talk to God and say, I'm going to make love. I'm going to pursue love. It's still the same thing. I'm going to seek first the kingdom. I know all other things will be added unto me. I will eagerly pursue. I will seek to acquire this love. I will make it my aim, my great quest. And I will earnestly desire and cultivate spiritual endowments, gifts, especially that I may prophesy. And one last thing just before we pray. I had written it down and I just come to me. I believe the Holy Spirit has reminded me. You know, these days, and Pastor was saying it a few days ago, and I chuckled, I was a bit because amongst us, especially amongst us in this generation, we hear this thing a lot, and I'm going to say it. I might not say exactly what he said because it might offend a number of you, but it doesn't really matter. There's a word that goes around these days, school of the prophets, you know, and many people picked it from the Bible. I know Pastor Bing, by his grace and mercy, he's a father, and this is, I call the like a Joshua Caleb generation. And they are raising up young people by his mercy and grace that they will take into the land. And he said, you know, this thing is flying around a lot, even on the internet. School of the prophet, school of the prophet. What nonsense. Because the gifting of God is as the Spirit wills. It is not something that I can take into a class and then I'll teach you how to prophesy. It doesn't work like that. It is as the Spirit wills. And look, it is confirmed in the scriptures. The guys that were part of the school of the prophet, the guy that was not part of the school of the prophet, was the one that was sustaining the guys that were in the school of the prophets. The very people that were in the school of the prophets were not the ones that inherited it. So you see character. They were the ones that were saying, you know, your spiritual, your master is going to be taken away. They had the knowledge, but they didn't have the experience. Why? What was the problem? There was a problem. Is it that God is partial? No. There were guys that were not with Moses in the tent, but they still experienced the anointing. There were guys that were not, there was a guy that was not with the Lord Jesus, but the anointing was still with him. See, so it's not about being in a physical place per se, but those guys could still also have experienced what Elisha experienced, but they did not experience it. They knew it, they heard it, they talked about it, but they did not experience it. And it was him that experienced and inherited it that was sustaining them throughout his ministry. Be careful. Be careful about this prophet's gift, everything all around, without character, without following. Follow me as I follow Christ. Intimacy, reproduce fruits, character, intercession, intimacy. You know God yourself. And then the prophecy will work. And then you will inherit. And even more than you could ever ask or think will walk through you. So let's stand up on our feet as we go together, pray together. Emphasis. I'm going to seek character. Proverbs 16:32. A patient man is better than a warrior. He that is slow to anger is better than a warrior. He that... Give me that scripture. Let's, you know, you should meditate it. Because it's direct opposite that the world is saying. They are saying you have to be mighty. He that rules over his spirit, character, is better than he that takes a city. Self-control. When you get into the high place, God's gold, God's girls, God's gifts will not control you. Because those things are going to come. Self-control. Joseph married one wife. Don't marry 1,000 girls. Online, on-site. Now that was what the fall of Solomon. They turned his heart when he was old. So you see his character. Build, while you're at the backside of the desert right now, build character. Don't let your eyes be at the end of the nation, end of the society, end of the earth. That want to be president. Build character now. Don't worry, you'll get there. Do you understand? God has beautiful plans for you and me. But the most important thing we need to build now and accelerate and focus on is character. So let's bow our heads as we pray. Let's lift up our hands. And stretch forth our hands and put one hand on our heart. We say, Father, we confess our sins. Lord, have mercy upon us. In Jesus' name, we have life. Thank you for your word that we've heard. We come under the covering of the bishop and shepherd of our souls, the Lord Jesus, with the covering of the fathers to ask for mercy. Father, forgive us where we have put gift above love. Forgive us of our lack of knowledge, of our ignorance, and even when we have known, we have not done it. Lord, we ask for mercy, grace, and help to wholeheartedly, willingly, continuously, deliberately, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love, to make it our aim, our great quest, and earnestly desire and cultivate spiritual gifts, especially that we may prophesy. Thank you because you grant us grace, mercy, wisdom, strength, focus to continuously, willingly, joyfully, delightfully pursue your love, character, develop it by your blood, by your word, thinking it, speaking it, praying it, and by your spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, praying in the spirit to develop to acquire, to cultivate, to walk in this love and become more like Jesus. And then all other things, the giftings, the ones in us and the ones you will add will come in due season to the praise and glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray in the spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Focus in Messiah. Help us in Messiah to focus on love. Bind every spirit to Kaya, contrary to your word. Rikepatoria Balaskam, Rikada Pazeka Patoria, Victory Zakaya, Rikepatoria, Mercy Zakadia. Thank you for Apazaka Patoria, Shekhtedrika Patoria, Malaska de Droliska, Rikepatoria Pazek de Ripajaka, Shekhtedrika Patoria, Raka Patoria Pazeka to Repositoria, Rikepatoria Mazaka Patoria Projectoria. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, we just thank you for your word. We pray, O Lord God, that you will truly turn our eyes, our mind, the eyes of understanding from beholding vanity. Lord God, when we step out, O Lord God, when we watch the TV, things in the air, help us, O Lord God, not to behold vanity. Give life to us in your way. O Lord God, quicken us even in this direction of your love, continuously, always. O Lord God, when we turn, that will not turn to the right, nor to the left, but will be established in this way of love, and so be productive. And the giftings that you've put in us, we will discover. And as we discover them also by your love, we'll use them for good, for development, for edification, yes, for comfort in the name of Jesus, for transformation of our cities, of our homes, of our nation, of the entire planet, to the praise and glory of your name, so that they will know that truly God is in us and the sons and the daughters of God are here. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise